I grow wary of this ball. Please excuse me for the evening. Sir Knight, will you escort me safely to my chambers? We can't be too careful with so many people in the castle. I think we're alone now. My most loyal of knights. I have something of grave importance to tell you. Something I can only tell you on this night. No one's looking. Come into my chambers with me. My lady-in-waiting is sick in bed tonight, so I don't know when I'll have this opportunity again. Can you please lean down and let me whisper this in your ear? I'm terrified to say it scarcely above a breath. Even now, my legs are shaking and my heart is in my throat. I love you. You don't know what it's like being a princess. The only men I'm allowed to be in the presence of unattended are my father, my elderly tutors, and you. And of all of them, you have been by far the kindest and most understanding. I'm so madly in love with you. And I know you risk exile, or even death, if you sully my innocence. But I cannot ignore my feelings any longer. Please, indulge this silly little princess. Your lips are sweeter than the honeyed wine at the banquet tonight. Please, for once, I ask that you set propriety and our stations aside. I want to simply be a young woman tonight. And for you to simply be a man. A tall, strong, very handsome man. I have dreamed so many nights of you grabbing me like this, hugging me tightly with your powerful arms. You slipped your tongue in my mouth. No, it was nice. I want you to do it more. Lie on my bed with me. I want to hold your hands, please. Kiss me while we intertwine our fingers. I know what comes next. And I am ready. I don't want some ugly old man my father wants an alliance with to have me. I want you to deflower me. Just help me out of these clothes. You look absolutely breathtaking. You are so manly. I feel flushed just seeing you without a shirt. I dare not look any lower than your hips, though. Having felt your manhood against my belly, I'm frightened. Oh, but not too frightened. I have never felt safer than I do with you, right now. I trust you, completely, with my life and my virginity. You're even bigger than I thought. No, don't stop. I'll die if you stop. My heart will break. You just have to give me all of it, even if it hurts. Just a little more. Is that all of it? Oh, thank heavens. Please just hold me tight. I'm scared. I need your comfort now more than ever. joined. You've changed me from an innocent little princess into a woman. Although I didn't think it was going to feel quite so hard. And I can even feel your heartbeat through it. Please, stop moving. It's time you felt good as well. I was silly to be frightened of this. It's a strange feeling, but it fills me with an excitement I've never experienced. I need more of you. Can you go any deeper? Ah, yes, you can. You're just afraid you're gonna hurt me. I'm certain if I wrap my legs around your hips, I can draw you in deeper. I'm not sure if I was ready for that. No, don't slow down. I need you. I need more of you. I don't know if I'll ever be able to do this again. You must keep going. Deeper and faster and faster. A servant could come by at any moment to check on me. Oh, my knight. I'm beginning to feel hot and tense, especially down there. It's a frightening intensity. I've never felt like this alone. Yes, of course I touch myself. The thoughts of you. It's never felt so incredible before, though. I think I'm going to climax. You also feel close? I couldn't be any happier. Pull out. You are not going to pull out. You're going to spill your seed inside me. You might be strong, but a princess's strength can surprise you. I feel it throbbing inside me. Don't you dare pull out. I'll never forgive you if you do. Yes, you're spilling your seed in my virgin womb. You have to kiss me, or else we'll be caught. I can't hold it in anymore. Has been the greatest night of my life. Thank you so much. I love you more than life itself. Don't worry about me. I know I can't stop shaking, but I truly am overjoyed. I will be praying that your seed takes root in me. If it does, we'll find the right time to tell Father, and then hopefully we can be wed. And if it doesn't, we'll just have to try again until it does. I'm sure my brave bodyguard can protect me from being married off to someone else, right?